Yes, indeed. Round 21. Welcome, everybody, from the Rugby League Central in Moore Park, next to Stuart Ayres Memorial Stadium. How ironic. The man who pushed so hard for the stadium is pushed out of the job just a month before he gets to open. It isn't the whole idea of spending $828 million so you can be there to have your own plaque. So we share a moment's silence for Stuart Ayres. Joel Kane and he used to work at the company I work for. He's a nice guy, but good morning to
it's
you,
old
gentlemen.
Old-fashioned politics that we're seeing now, you know.
Brown get on Labor at $1.84 for New South Wales. I'm telling you, people are off the coalition. Get on now.
When's
sports bet, couple of years. Let me tell you something. People made their decision when Gladys went on. The way they made their decision with ScoMo, they said, okay, you know what? We don't care what the story is. We're voting for the other people.
Wow.
That people have made that decision. I don't know much about gambling on rugby league, but I do know about gambling on politics.
The biggest decision in rugby league this week, biggest howler at the bunker.
Should I wear a white T-shirt or not under my green top? Is that what the biggest decision was?
This is for MASH.
Yeah, I was here first, by the way. And you have a T-shirt, so you've got an option underneath. Albo claims the meat pie, clearly gets touched.
Oh!
Well before putting it down, could that unravel the government? Could that put the $1.80
in? Okay, what's worse? So that makes him a proven liar versus ScoMo just running over the top of kids.
Yes.
I'd rather my politicians run over the top of an 8-year-old than be a proven liar. Well, he's in a honeymoon period. So was yesterday the day the honeymoon for Albo ended?
Could be the start. Yeah, anyway, the beginning of the end.
That's enough of politics. Sean Ormerod, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You delivered with your bet of the week last week, Warriors plus 12.5.
What a sweat up that was at the end.
Yeah, I know. When they won by half and the Parramatta Reels smashed Penrith, that was all over early. And that got me up. It just felt like, well, it must be our week because you've got to have that little bit of luck in a multi.
Yeah.
Jake Averillo, everyone. How many times did Jake Averillo look like scoring against Newcastle, Joel Kane?
Egg of the duck.
I'll tell you what has looked like scoring,
they
though.
Knew our multi was on it, and they said, stuff those sports bet buffoons.
So we're 20 rounds in, so we've had 20 best bet multis. We are 8 times we've gone 2 from 3, yet to salute all three of us. We've got 5 rounds to go. We cannot go the full regular season.
Ships in the night, aren't we?
You say we're almost breaking even. If we bet them all individually, we're almost breaking even.
Why do you always wait till we start?
I don't know.
We've been sitting here for 40 minutes while he's been doing voiceover work or something else. He didn't cough once.
You know it's for this podcast.
Hey?
That voiceover work is for this podcast. Do you know that?
Well, that's fine for you. Now, let's go to... Oh, by the way, Flares. How were we with the Flares last week?
Three Flares saluted, but I'm going to have a go at our producer here.
Yes.
So I texted the night before, and I've got it on evidence. What's your Flare bet in the Broncos game? Ezra Mam, anytime try score. That's what I want. Bit over $3.
Yes.
Text back, we've already got some sort of graphic made up. Can you throw in, make it a same game multi and make it a lot easier for me. And to be fair, I did like the Broncos by a big margin. That didn't turn out very well in the end. So that flare's gone down, but Mam did score. So I'm putting a little asterisk next to that one.
Joel, nice bet, 13 plus. Well, he's given you a tick, so we only got 3 out of 8. But 3 out of 8 in flares is good because we're not betting even money pops there. So I think we're ahead on that.
Well, we would have won on the weekend.
Can you do a summary, Sean, at some stage of our flare betting? We must be way in front on that. Anyway, let's go to our main topic of the day. Boop. Newcastle, I think we've said for a couple of weeks, there's something that just is a little on the nose. Now it smells like a tip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Adam O'Brien will be coaching round one next year, just the way things are going. I just don't see it happening. I'm not saying it's the right call or the wrong call. I just think something stinks very badly.
This has just dropped as we're recording, Daily Telegraph. Newcastle is facing a mutiny from its own players over the treatment of star prop David Clemmer, with the club bracing for a showdown with a host of stars. Oh. Newcastle star David Clemmer is facing the sack as his relationship with the Knights turns increasingly ugly. We don't hear about any of this if he signs off to go to Parramatta, do we?
Yeah. Well, whose decision was it for him not to go to Parramatta?
His, I believe.
To not go?
Yes.
No,
he wanted to go.
Yeah, he wanted to go. The Knights.
Yeah,
and the Knights have gotten in the way and blocked it. And I think that they're trying to disguise him not playing this week as him having a go at one of the trainers on field last week or refusing to come off the field with 15 seconds to go or something is what it's being sold as.
Right.
But he wanted out early to go over there. As you said, it's only just broken out. Although we knew
is that right? How do you go?
I think
from,
so. That was my understanding.
I understood the other way, where the Newcastle were keen to pass him on. It was Clemmer who did want to go. He loves living up there. That's what it was. Because it doesn't make sense to me that you go from 1 minute, you know, not allowing him to go somewhere to the next minute standing him down and facing being sacked.
Well, perhaps that's a good question because watching 360 last night, there were suggestions that he wanted an extra year either on his deal at Has. I lose my earpiece.
I've never seen so much struggle with an earpiece. This morning,
the earpiece is gone.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
I'll get it for you.
No,
mate.
No, leave it.
Okay, right.
No,
it's March
okay.
On.
It's okay. Okay. We're all pros here. There seemed to be, did he want an extra year on his Knights deal as part of the loan, or did he just want to leave and sign it? I don't know. There's something up there. I'd be thankful they've got Kalyn Ponga locked away because there's no reason really for him to be happy at the moment. But
okay, sorry, you guys are right. It says here, sorry to interrupt. Insiders claim Clemmer was angry at being denied a late season move to Premiership contenders Parramatta.
Yeah. Here's what I'd do. Wouldn't work. I'd make the Johns brothers an offer they couldn't refuse to coach the team. They could be bored in the media and be ready for a challenge like this. I don't think so. I don't think Matty's ready to give up his $1 million a year, whatever he's on. Joey's coaching. Joey would be getting the shits. If I know Joey the way I think I know Joey, he's going up there, that drive would be killing him to be giving instructions that aren't being adhered to.
Well, it's not being adhered to. It's...
Don't have a halfback.
Well, Chris Waller can't coach or train a broomstick to win the Melbourne
Cup.
He
was glowing of Clune and Clifford at the start of the year.
That's what you're going to do, aren't you?
I'm just saying, make him an offer they can refuse, but just make him an unbelievable offer. You never know. All you can do is ask.
Can we touch on his comments post-game last week, just referring to the four grand finals that he'd been a part of and you don't...
No. Now, I've got to defend my man here. Steve Williams won 15 majors. Sure, Tiger Woods and Adam Scott hit the ball. But how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare that, you question just, Adam O'Brien?
That just screamed of a man so desperate and so unsure of his position that he had to just come up with something and throw something out there. He came out, I think this morning or yesterday maybe, and sort of clarified that maybe he didn't articulate it as best as he
probably
could.
It doesn't help, does it?
It doesn't help anyone, anything. And he's had a couple of run-ins outside of footy as well where potentially his overall character is brought into...
Well, it was egomaniac, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got on the piss at the Newcastle races, wasn't it? Was it Broadmeadow? And
allegedly.
And allegedly...
Do you know who I am?
You can't... Once that's out, you cannot shake that.
Can I just say,
you do the four grand final bit, everyone attaches it to the allegations of what happened to
you. I don't believe that. So many times I've heard people say, I ran into this bloke and he said, don't you know who I am? I've never once heard someone say that. You'd have to be the greatest flog of flogs to say that. I've never heard somebody say, don't you know who I am?
They're out there, Joel.
No.
I saw a home and away starlet line up at Carmen's at Miranda and pulled the don't you know
really?
Who I am. They said no, and she had to walk to the back of the queue.
A more brilliant response to that you couldn't get.
Yeah, just, it is.
No.
I'll tell you the other side of things. I had I was at a bowling club during the week, and this lady is just driving me mad. She comes up to me and she goes, I don't know who you are. And I said, that's a very unusual thing to say to someone. Like, do you just walk up to every person you don't know and say, I don't know who you are?
Yeah.
The irony is, I don't know who you are. Like, what sort of a statement is that?
What was the context of this?
Well, this is just her
what did you do?
Coming up. I don't know who you are. Well, I'm sitting there having dinner with my family. I don't really care if you don't know who I am. And I don't know who you are. And I don't know who 90% of the people in the club are.
There's something up with this story. Is she a psycho?
Well, she clearly
knew who you were.
Well, why else would you say it? Why else would you go up to someone randomly?
No, there's something up with this story.
She was fairly Schindler's.
Yeah, okay.
And then the husband come up later on and apologised and whatever else, but it was such an unusual...
Very strange set of circumstances, yeah.
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 I think we need... I want to see CCTV footage of that event. Where was it at?
Mate, I'm not drinking. I'm sitting there having Chinese meal.
Oh, this
meal
is
my
why
family.
You're cranky. Hasn't he been a bit tetchy?
No, you know
week?
Why I'm tetchy, however you spell that.
No, so it's the 3rd of August, so you must be, 11 days into your dry July campaign?
Oh, yeah. give me strength. Anyway, the reason I'm tetchy is because my wife had her engagement ring in her bag because one of the diamonds was loose. It's supposed to be getting fixed today. We're down at the football, it's gone missing. So I'm up at 5 o'clock this morning driving an hour and a half, and then I've got this stupid bloody metal detector. I'm bloody scanning every blade of grass.
You have the speed dealer sunglasses on.
In the bloody Northern Beaches postcode. Couldn't find it. I found a dollar coin. Cost me $50 to go to Bunnings to get this stupid metal detector, and I found a dollar coin.
You going back?
No.
Okay. That sort of thing...
I'm fairly confident too. Now, whatever it's insured for will not cover the replacement.
So I was going to say, having recently sort of delved into the engagement ring market, A, this is going to cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
But B, ring insurance, as if insurance isn't just a rort anyway, one of the all-time great rorts.
Well, what a great topic this was, talking about the Newcastle Knights. Mm. Let's look at a couple of markets. Top eight is starting to get very interesting.
Mm.
We might be down to two. Oh, in fact, Wooden Spoon first up. Wooden Spoon first up. Titans, $1.70.
Well, this week's massive because Tigers play the Knights, Titans down there in Melbourne.
Well, don't sleep on the Knights because they've got the worst for and against, and they play both the Tigers and the Knights. So...
It's a two game, but I know they've got the worst four and against.
Yeah, the Tides have got to gain two on them. So
and essentially four rounds as well. They've got the Storm this week, where they're going off.
Now it's least wins, isn't it, Sean? So if it ends up four wins, Titans and Tigers half the result. Have I got that right?
No, it's bottom of the table. It's been renamed, so we avoid points deductions and whatnot. So it still goes in. Ladder order, but it's when a team has won 15 games still but gets all their points taken off, they finish bottom. That's not how it works. That's number of wins.
Okay, tell me this. Would you rather be Holbrook or would you rather be O'Brien?
Oh. Holbrook. I think Holbrook's got security for another year.
Yeah, okay.
I think O'Brien's got nothing. I think he's totally insecure. And his reputation... is taking a battering. Holbrook just seems like a lovely guy who can't get much out of what he's got. That doesn't mean he couldn't get an assistance gig along the way next. And Brian, the damage is really hurting him.
Well, he's got a half coming there next year too.
I think he's going to make a massive difference to them. Yep. But he's exactly the right... Yeah, he's nearly gone, but his guidance...
Don't know.
They'll triple their wins next. If they finish on three wins, I think they'll finish with at least nine next year.
They'll be in the game.
Four. Well, yeah, I don't think... he's not going to get them from last to eighth, but... now we get to top eight, if we can, please. Roosters beating Manly. God, they were unimpressive, the Roosters, weren't they? But that sets them apart, and Canberra's win and the Dragons loss. Sean, it feels like a race in two now for the one spot.
It does, but... I mean, a lot's changed with Mitchell Moses going down as well. So I think Manly were a bigger price than that.
Yeah, I'd be nervous if I was on Parramatta to finish it. Yeah.
Yeah. Not looking at anyone here. Well, I'm on Manly to miss the eight as well, which is essentially the same bloody thing. So $5, yeah, they were a lot bigger than that before Mitchell Moses was ruled out. But they're going to go with favourites in this weekend's game, which is a huge game in the context of that final eight. But it does, yeah. Raiders have got the gun.
Roosters' draw is nasty.
Yeah, it gets nasty.
And Canberra's draw, I think, is pretty kind in that they've got Penrith this week. Penrith are the minor premiers, but it's a good time to get them.
Exactly. And I think the Roosters are the same.
They'll start favourite in every game barring this week, Canberra.
Right.
So if they get the job done, they could... conceivably go through.
Yeah, I'd be on. What are Canberra there? $2.90.
Oh, $2.90. Yeah.
What is the show? We're just out that part of our screen is blocked.
We need a new TV. Yeah.
So let me look at the Penrith, the Canberra draw. So they've got St George Illawarra at home after this week. Oh, Newcastle away. Manly at home. That's going to be the one. Oh, and the West Tigers away. Dear God. $2.90.
The Roosters. No, it's even money. That's a zero behind that little line on our screen there. So it's $1.45, $2, $5 Manly. But it's coming up, the Roosters as well, because I think they played Penrith maybe in the last round of the year or the second last round of the year.
Who's this?
Roosters.
Roosters, let me read you their draw. Brisbane at SCG, no gimme. North Queensland at SCG, no gimme. Tigers at SCG, okay.
Gimme.
Okay. Melbourne at Amy. Melbourne's going to be favourites. And then South. Now, the Roosters' best hope...
Do they not play Penrith? I thought they played Penrith. Okay,
you got Manly's draw
there?
I'll get that. South. now, if this wasn't South and a team in seventh, you'd go, well, hopefully that team has got its spot locked in, has nothing to play for, they'll roll over. South aren't rolling over for anyone, and it's the opening of Stuart Ayres Memorial Stadium. So there's no way South are going to...
Stuart Ayres Memorial.
I want to call it $103 Stadium. Why 103? Because every man, woman and child in New South Wales paid $103 so we can sit,
right?
So we can sit that much closer to the game.
Wow.
Not that I'm dirty on it or anything, but that Penrith Stadium, $450 for 10 games a year. Wow. Manly's draw, Parramatta at Brookie. Gold Coast up there, Cronulla at Brookie, tough. Canberra at Canberra, tough. And then the Dogs at Homebush. I wouldn't want to have to beat the Dogs to make the eight.
No. They did that to the Dragons a few years ago.
And they're going to have to win four because their four and against is so bad, they're going to have to win two more than Canberra or the Roosters.
Do you remember 2017 when the Dragons just had to beat a flailing Dogs team? Cowboys are about to get on the sauce.
That's right.
Bulldogs win the game. I think Michael Alicia scores a try in the match. Cowboys sneak into the finals and go all the way to the grand final.
Was that 2017?
2017.
Good memory.
That's right, yeah. Michael Morgan's run of...
No JT.
Let's look at top four. Oh, geez, the Broncos are nice and juicy there. So you've got Parramatta.
Did themselves a mischief last week, the Broncos, by dropping that game.
Yeah.
That's really hurt
but
them.
But they're equal with Melbourne.
Mm.
So 26. So right now, we're locking in Penrith, North Queensland. We're giving it to Cronulla, essentially. So there's three. So all these teams, Melbourne, Brisbane, Eels, Rabbits, playing for one spot. They're all on 26, bar South, who are on 24. South Sydney, I think, are a big show of it. I think a good value. I think South are $8, a better value than Parramatta at $6. Have I got that right, gentlemen?
I'd probably suggest that'll be true, yeah. No, Mitchell Moses is huge for Parramatta's run home, obviously.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll look at this week's games. Get them onside.
Yeah, mate. Same game multi for tonight. Thoughts on Panthers to win 13 plus?
Well, probably not. There's a few injuries this week.
Well, we're going back. Cheers, see ya.
See ya.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet's same game multi. More markets and bigger odds with Sportsbet.
Welcome back. Let's get to some games. Eight of them as usual. Only 40 games left. Are we doing brackets this year, Sean?
Oh, of course we are. Everyone's favourite segment, the bracket.
I get a piece of that, right? let's go to the first game. Roosters $1.60, Brisbane $2.35. SCG, where Brisbane absolutely smashed the Roosters last year. It was probably their signature moment of a miserable 2021. Having a much better 2022. Sean, I gather Brisbane are that fat. I know they're away, and the Roosters... kind of warming into things, but the loss to the Tigers has fattened that line and head-to-head for Brisbane.
Yeah, and no Pete Carrigan as well.
Yes, that's true.
He's going to miss 4 weeks. Still without Herbie Farnworth as well. So I think it might have been maybe $2 Broncos. It might have been Pickham late last week. Ooh. We had the market up in advance, so it has moved a little bit. I'm pretty keen on the Roosters here. That Broncos right edge is a little bit of a concern for me. I know what's even more concerning, though, probably is Paul Momorowski on the Roosters' left edge, which I don't.
Mate, you can assassinate back 5 minutes.
Which I don't really love, but I
you
think...
just kill.
I think... excuse me, I'm taking the job.
Play on.
I think the Roosters are about to really hit their straps. They're obviously playing for that last spot in the eight. Broncos did themselves a mischief last week, and I saw a few things in a couple of players last week that I didn't love. Tessie New was doing things that, with Reece Walsh coming aboard next year, looked a little bit lazy, positioning, and a couple of things he was doing in attack. So
another back 5 minutes.
Yeah, there it is.
That's all you attack, back five players, that's it.
So
Dean Mariner, tell me about him. I'll be honest, I haven't seen this game. I didn't see the game last week.
Apparently he goes real well.
Yeah, he did. He looked okay. He looked okay. So
Cobbo back.
Cobbo is back, but again, him and Staggs defending with each other, I don't really love. I think the Roosters can have a little bit of a feast down the left edge. So I'm with the Roosters to cover 4.5.
If there's a game you want Cobbo back, it is when you've got Tupu and Suwali on the other wing. So that's a tick. Broncos have a recent win at the SCG, but I'm on the Roosters to cover. But this could go anyway.
Yeah, I like the 4 points insurance on Brisbane. But for whatever reason, they trouble the Roosters. And I'm prepared to forgive the Roosters. They were terrible last week against Manly, but obviously they scored that try after 2 minutes and we're going to win this game. Mm. And that was the end of that. Melbourne Gold Coast. we've got a Ric Flair. My apologies. See, I've forgotten here, but who has got the honours?
Yeah, I've got the Flair of the woo variety. So looking forward to this here. Joe Suwali keeps scoring. Roosters just sneak home in a classic 1-12. That's the same game multi. Oh. $4.50.
Why invite disappointment into your life? But that's a nice, I like the odds, but $4.50. But my God, why have a bet you can't get any joy out of? Melbourne versus Gold. You can only enjoy it in the 80th minute. That's it. Melbourne Gold Coast. Amy Park, the venue, Friday night. $1.15, $5.50. Storm have beaten the Titans 7 straight times. 48 tries are missing from their 93 they've scored this year with the likes of, well, Xavier Coates is actually in the 22.
I did notice that, yeah.
So he might be back, but you take out Pappenhausen, you take out Remus Smith, you take out all the other try scorers. If you were smashing their back five last week, my God, short. Grant Anderson's been named in the centres. Without Pappenhausen, 19 points a game they score Melbourne, with him 34. So it's quite significant.
I think for that reason, Munster will be the fullback. I'll be shocked if he's not the fullback.
Okay, that makes sense. And where are you going to put Wishart?
Well, is he the six, or they've got Cooper Johns and jersey number 19? I'm just very certain that if they want to go deep in this competition with no meanie, Munster's got to be the fullback. Mm. What's the line, Dan?
16.5. I'm on Titans. I know. Dumber words have never been spoken on this podcast. I am on the Titans.
Their last four games, the Titans.
They have been competitive at least.
Their right edge is 11 tries scored by left wingers in their last four games. Mm-hmm. They are cashing in. That's nearly a hat-trick every week. Storm, reluctantly.
Yeah, speaking of me attacking back five players, I'm not going after an individual here. This could be the worst back five in the league.
There it is.
No, in the comp. And I'm not even trying to be facetious.
No. Yeah, it is whole groups.
It is.
Well, Lufaluma, not exactly a defensive juggernaut either.
No. I mean, his name might make it look more appearing, appealing to some people. But make no mistake about it, this is awful.
Jaden Campbell, the one for Gold Coast, by the way. I like that. Brimson at six.
Yeah, and Campbell needs to be playing there. He's probably their only spark.
Well, he'll give you two tries.
Yeah, so, I'm just with the Titans. I just can't back the Storm with the way they're going.
It's a big number, isn't it?
It's a huge number.
And that's the problem. By the way, what about this for a stat? Titans, since the start of 2020, against finals teams, top eight teams, 2-31.
Mm. Yeah,
we're on them.
I can't see them winning the game, but at 16.5 points, I'm okay to sort of pay to find out there.
What about the right side defence, as you said? Nick Trotcher had scored two, but he didn't score the first.
Yeah.
Nah.
I haven't yelled at a TV like that for a while when the Gold Coast turnstiled their way and just let Matt Timocourt just go straight. I swore. I thought a neighbour, they already hate me. I thought a neighbour's going to knock on my door here, but they didn't. Ric Flair bet, please, Sean, and sound effect, please.
And very good segue for the woo is the...
Doesn't it feel good to do that?
The shocking right edge. I don't know. I'm starting to sound like a bloody broken record, but it is shocking. Patrick Herbert, how he's anywhere near a first-grade team. Let it, like, even the Titans, he shouldn't be anywhere near them. And that's, like, they're going terribly. So I look to Dean Aramea of the... on Storm's left edge, first try scorer, $8.50. I think he's going to see plenty of ball. Probably a little bit too short any time range because they are so short in the head-to-head markets. But at first, Nofaluma, $7.50, the favourite. I think they're going to be going left before they go right. So I think it's a little bit of value there.
Okay, let's go to our next game, which is Manly versus Parramatta. This is a very interesting Friday night game. The late game, Manly side favourites. Obviously, that's because of Mitchell Moses. They're all back, the Manly 7, or I think all of them are back, although Josh Schuster named at 18.
Aloye is not back, is he?
Oh, Aloye is out, sorry. So you've got Saab, Kula, Tuipulotu, Sipley, Olakau'atu. Schuster at 18, what's going on there?
Well, he's just not playing good enough, Dan.
Because he's heavy. But you can't say that, or you're body shaming.
But he's just not playing good enough. And the Spruik, I think, has never... He's never played to the Spruik, personally.
Interesting that he's not going to play for Samoa in the World Cup because he wants to get fit.
Right.
So, obviously, I think Manly have learned
That makes no... Why can't you get fit going over and playing for Samoa? You don't have to go over there and drink 14 pints every night.
No, but I remember calling in 17 Samoa versus Scotland. And I don't like betting on games I call on TV, but I did sidle up to the Cairns sushi train. And saw some of the Samoans, it was their last game. I've never seen plates stacked that high in my life. Never seen plates. And Scotland were giving up 36 and a half. I made a little investment.
On the back of a few, a tower of sushi
plates. One of the players looked particularly jowly.
Right.
I know jowls when I see that.
So do I.
14 all draw.
Oh, was it?
Not even close.
Wow.
36 and a half was the line. Anyway, I don't know why I told that story, but Schuster, that's why.
Dez has managed this beautifully. He's managed this beautifully. They are absolute Frank Worrells.
I think so too. Yeah. I think they're going to come out firing, which is going to lead to my flair. Parramatta, though, coming off a win, 4-7 after a loss. Jake Arthur, the number 7, as long as if he hasn't been there before. Head-to-head Manly. That market just tightening ever so slightly. And Parramatta getting a point and a half. Parramatta getting a point and a half if you want to go down the line avenue. Sean, not as convinced.
No, I am with Manly here, but I'm having trouble just trusting them and how the 7 players are particularly going to react in this game. Are they going to be fair dinkum? How's the overall team going to perform? If there's one bloke you can probably trust to get them all together, it probably is Dez. So it gives me a little bit more confidence, but it's a very tricky game. But I'm with Manly. I think they should be favourites with no Mitchell Moses.
6-2 at Brookvale this year. And you got to almost discount last week. That was...
Yeah.
That
was, and the other one was the late 3 tries to the Cowboys.
That's exactly right.
Oh, don't.
And, without Moses. Without Moses.
Yeah, Deacon.
No games this year, but last year, 0-3 to the tune of 80-16 they were outscored in those games. Right. And I'm the flair. I think Manly will win. I'm with these boys, but I think they'll be particularly brutal early. First half. First half, head-to-head, Manly for me. Flair had his last match. Well, a bit like John Farnham had his last. Well, Elton John. I'll tell you what, Elton John's getting up there in... You know, saying it's his last tour. Come on, Elton. I saw him about 5 years ago close the entertainment centre and he was reading an auto cue.
Right.
We were sitting that close, reading an auto cue. Does take the romance away a little. Right, let's move on. He's getting antsy because he doesn't want to let people down. Canberra versus, in fact, South versus Warriors. Sunshine Coast, everybody, take note. Sunshine Coast in the afternoon usually means points, 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 points. $1.12. Oof. 6.50 of the Warriors. They did meet Magic Round. South blasted them for 65 minutes and then the Warriors almost beat them. 32-30 was the score that day. And 17 and a half. God, you've got to take some trust in South for 7.5. Latrell's performance last week is one of the most curious of the season. I know he's moved to the centres in the second half. He didn't touch it in the first half. He almost disinterested at times. Here's a stat. 4 day games, Souths have scored 30 plus 3 times. They seem like a team that would belong in the daytime. Tane Milne is back. Blake Taff is in. No Jed Cartwright, no Tom Burgess, no Cody Nicarima. Joel, you start us off.
Their last four games, the Warriors have only won one, but they have lost the 3-1-12. So they're putting up a bit of a fight with Stacey Jones, and I think the start's way too big. I'll take the Warriors.
Yeah, I think the start is thereabouts. I look at the team sheet, though. Egan to 6, Freddie Lussick now starting, number 9, Harris Tevita out. It just feels very, very suitable to be able to back the Bunnies to do a launch job during the day.
We know within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. You'll know.
This bet either it's 35 plus or it's a contest.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've seen the Warriors being games for 60 minutes and then, you know, drop their bundle and leak 3 tries late. So, but I do agree. I think we're going to know, which South team is turned up. And on, it gets pretty suitable, Sunshine Coast, during the day. I think they can put up a big score.
All right, South's for him. You're on Warriors, I'm on Warriors.
And to all the recruitment managers out there, go and get Eli Katoa. The kid's a gun. He's an absolute gun.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? He was almost Rookie of the Year.
Mate, he's a gun.
Couple of years ago.
He's a gun. Go get him, and he'll be a great buy.
Right, Canberra versus Penrith is... Flair, sorry. So I keep forgetting the Flair, and it's Joel Kane who's doing the Flair. Oh, here we go. For God's sake, Joel, I've just looked at what you've bet.
Woo-hoo.
Go on.
You don't want it. South 1-12.
Again, I don't like encouraging 1-12.
Yes.
It's a good bet.
What you actually
but
want.
It's a miserable bet.
I've been on his back for years now about this 1-12.
It's like betting the under. You're betting against football. 1-12.
It's been good to us this year, boys. Okay. So $3.80. What you preferably is the Warriors to get out to a lead, and then you can chase them.
That's so,
You've got Raiders taking on the Panthers, Dan.
Well, you won't see my flair, and I'm going to be a massive hypocrite. This is going to be a very good game. 5:30. Dare I say, Sean, Viking clap worthy this game. Now, Penrith did a job on Canberra, 36-6. Remember, they completely suffocated them on a Sunday afternoon. And without Nathan Cleary, they've actually won 9 of their last 10, which is a bizarre stat, but it speaks to how good they are across the park. No Luai either. It's their first time in Canberra since 2018. Penrith favourites and giving up a skinny 2.5. I'll say this, Joel. Canberra versus top 8, 5-6. Okay. That's very respectable.
Of course
there are teams in the 8 that don't have a record that good.
Of course it is.
So, I like Canberra here. What about you?
I like the Panthers. Keen on the Panthers. Based on those numbers you're saying, everyone's doing their job. The thing I'll say, every single game at GIO, they make it hard for their fans down there, Sean. Mm. Every single game has been decided 1-12.
1-12?
At GIO. Every single game.
Well, what a shock. Where would be if yours.
Woohoo!
Despite the halves combo we have for Penrith, I'm still with them. I'll make it about plus 4.5 here. So I've got to be with Panthers. But what concerns me is having the minor premiership wrapped up, are they going full throttle? I think probably still this far out they might be. Maybe the last round of the year they might just take the foot completely off the gas and rest a few players. But I'm with Penrith at this stage.
Wrapping it back, Dylan Edwards, 100th game. Well done to Dylan Edwards, proving the most underrated fullback in the competition.
What about Crichton back? Jeez, that's brave, isn't it?
Yeah.
He'll wear headgear. Yeah, bloody oath it is. We had spoke to a doctor yesterday, mate.
That's what I mean. I don't know. I mean, what's the risk?
Well, the doctor said, he said with bacteria infections, etc., said he'd be leaving him for another week, but his name,
so. Right, actually, you are right. It is my flair. Woo! Don't bet 1-12 when you can bet either team to win by 6 or less. Six or
just
less.
Shift the 12 then,
I told you I was going to be a hypocrite. Yeah. You've told the story well about Canberra. 19 games this year, 9 of them have been decided by 6 or less for Canberra games. What is it about and this has every indication of being close. Right, Cronulla versus St. George Illawarra, the Saturday night game, Shark Park. It was rocking on Saturday afternoon, and the Sharks have a 6-1 record there this year, and they absolutely smashed the Dragons in the rain in Wollongong. God, doesn't that sound like a long time ago? 36-12, $1.31 to win on Saturday. Dragons, $3.50. You've got to take a bit of faith. 9.5. Sharks, not really a big margin team this year. But 9.5, Sean Ormerod.
Yeah, and there was a little move the Dragons' way with Kennedy, Will Kennedy being out. I don't think it really moves the number for me. I'm with the Sharkies here. We saw what happened to the Dragons last week against the Cowboys. The class sort of just rose to the top at the end of that game. They put on a lot of points late, and I think I can see something very similar happening here. Sharkies have got way too many points in them against this Dragons side for me. And they rolled out the same 17 again. I mean, I can't.
They cannot play the same 17. I mean, if you're going to play Sloan, you play him at fullback, don't you?
Well, you think so. I mean, if you're going to... You'd think so.
You play Mbai on the bench at 14, you would think. It is bonkers. It is bonkers. They've got six 30-year-olds in their team. I think they're all 32-plus, Jillawarra. So the tunnel, we're not sure if there's a light at the end of this tunnel, Joel Kane.
Well, he's fixed his goal-kicking, Nicho Hynes. He's gone square finally.
Is he two square?
He keeps kicking well.
Is he two square now?
No. He's spot on square. I've got to go to the Sharkies here. The distractions off the field with the coaching staff, they're leaving. There's too much going on for the Dragons. All aboard the Sharks. And Dykes has a blinder, by the way.
I think they knew their season ended against the Cowboys.
100%.
The Dragons. And that, I think, is just that we could see them really be rudderless on the way home. The Kennedy one does worry me because he's 14 try assist. He really is sharp on that right side.
Does not worry me one bit. This kid is like a bigger, faster... Brett Hodgson, very clever. It could make them look even better.
Let's see if he has a blinder. Let's not Luke Brooks this kid. Anyway, the flair bet, and it goes to Sean Ormerod.
Well, you alluded to sort of my exact thinking in this bet. Sharks 19 plus. If they've got a little bit of a lead at half time, Dragons season could well be over. Which exactly what happened to them last week.
Sharks haven't trailed at half time since round 12.
Well, there you go. Cool. So rather than the 9.5 or whatever the line is at the moment, I think it's probably going to jump bigger anyway. I'll be backing that, but also have a look at some alternates as well. $3.05 for my Ricardo of the flair.
Dragons haven't won a second half since round 12. All right, now, nice flair. Canterbury, North Queensland. I believe it's the first ever NRL game in Bundaberg. I could be proven wrong there, but I was looking up the stats last night. There don't seem to be any games attached to Bundy, which is strange. Of all the Queensland cities that have hosted, particularly in the last couple of years, that's what I would have thought. But apparently Bundaberg, I thought that was where Ben Barber scored his famous try, but that was Mackay.
Yep.
We've seen plenty of footy at Rocky. Gladstone, where Manly imploded, or Toowoomba, where Manly... No, Gladstone was where they imploded a few years ago. Anyway... Very skinny line, 9.5. This is the Cowboys. Apart from the Tigers debacle, they are putting on some scores this year. They fixed up their defence last week. Canterbury, are we overrating their late run? They are feasting on some pretty ordinary teams. Yes, they thumped Parramatta, I grant you that, but most of their wins against similar place teams.
Don't underestimate Cotter coming back last week. The defence was wobbly for a month. That was during Origin period. Peyton's got him back. The market opened at 6.5. This is my only worry about the game, Dan, is that I'm on at the 6.5. Right?
6.5?
Minus 6.5,
the
market opened.
Was that you? Did you put that market up at 6.5?
I sat down and did all my numbers, and I had it at 16, and the market was 6.5, and I went, choo-choo, all aboard, right? It was crazy. So the thing that worries me, the overs god doesn't like when you get a juicy price like that. The overs god will be frowning on me for this, Sean.
No, I think you're okay with this one. I wouldn't be jumping off it at all. And it just goes to show for punters and everyone alike, always just double-check the fixture to see where exactly the game is, because that's what's happened here. I think the boys might have been asleep at the wheel for a little
bit. But even still, it's 9.5.
That goes to Bank West, or whatever it's called now. That's 6.5. No.
No.
It's still don't defend your they got
cronies.
It wrong.
They
got it wrong. Okay, we all have a bad day. They got it wrong.
The whole market was wrong there, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's like betting markets are a copycat league. You know how we talk about our rugby league as a copycat. Everyone copies Melbourne Storm, now everyone copies Penrith. Copycat going on in the sports gambling. Oh! Flair. Woo!
Well done.
I wasn't going to forget mine. Dogs, Cowboys, half-time, full-time, double. Why am I saying that? because the Cowboys have trialled at halftime 7 times this year and have won 4 of them. In the first half this year, their form against is plus 21. In the second half, plus 187. Oh. They're a second half team. And Canterbury are certainly good enough to open up strong, at least for a little while, but I think the Cowboys will be too strong. So you get a nice price there. What is that? Bulldogs Cow, $7.75. I'm not calling that game. Oh, we'll have a piece of that. Right. Tigers Knights. Tigers Knights is our 4 p.m. Oh, Campbelltown. Oh, they still play football at Campbelltown. Isn't that nice of the Tigers to just throw them this little crumb?
You know, it's been advertised all week. It's the final game at Campbelltown. Final? First? Second? what actually is it?
The Campbelltown games this year, some real barn burners. The Warriors, they always play the Warriors at Campbelltown, round 3, Friday, 6 p.m. I mean, they had to close the gates. And then Manly on a Sunday afternoon. All right, that one's attractive. They got flogged that day. But, okay, that's attractive. That's a Sydney team. But that's it. They play 2 out-of-town teams and 1 token Sydney game every year. So well done. The way you treat Campbelltown, mwah!
That's a
baby. Tigers, heavy favourites here. Sean, I do not like the Tigers when they are favourites.
No, nor do I. It's one of my golden rules of punting. Never back bad sides when they are favourite. But I'm going to break the rule because there's something going on at Newcastle that I can't possibly be with. Toxic.
Yep.
What other sort of words can we use for it? Something you can't really quantify, so it's hard to land on an actual number in this game. But it's certainly got to be bigger than -4.5, I think.
My numbers had the Knights as favourites, but the numbers don't tell the whole story. So good energy, which the Tigers currently have, bad energy versus
good
the
juju
Knights.
V bad juju.
I've got to be on the Tigers, but a Knights win wouldn't surprise me, but I think they're shot down.
Oh, yeah. I had a look at that. I got Newcastle circled, but I cannot take them. I cannot in all good conscience take. So Tigers for me as well.
I actually don't mind Dewey having his team.
Yes.
You know, I actually don't mind that. So
yes.
It might really work.
Now, we've got a new segment here, and we're going to make you wait for the best bet. So we're going to take you back. We're going to retro our way through the last few weeks. We're going to pick one of these games each and every week. There's some quality Joel Cain voiceover work coming.
Coach Bode Ganain.
Canberra versus Penrith is the match we're focusing on, and why not? You all remember 1991, but let's look back at the forgotten grand final, which was almost just as good. It was better if you're a Canberra fan.
It's grand final day 1990, and we have a real classic brewing on our hands. Defending premiers Canberra taking on the up-and-coming Penrith Panthers. Ricky Stewart was on fire early, causing the Panthers plenty of headaches with his long-range kicking game.
Bouncing away from him towards the touchline and finds it!
And the pressure eventually told when 36-year-old Chicka Ferguson opened the scoring.
Oh, Chicka! Chicka! Come back inside! Try! Chicka Ferguson will score!
Not long after, the green machine went back-to-back.
Stewart! Stewart to 10 metres out! Still going! Stewart, he might get there! He won't! Got it back inside! Oh, Daly's in there to score! Oh, Canberra! They're too hot! They're too strong!
Trailing 12 points to nil, the Panthers finally got on the board via their whiz kid in the centres.
Fittler's got it! They bounced back the Panthers!
And when Paul Smith crossed in the corner, the Mountain men trailed by just 2 points.
And go! Out to Smith from one winger to the other. They've got the second try. Penrith off a Canberra mistake. They're well and truly climbing into this grand final.
The Raiders looked to have sealed it when Meninga and Daly combined to set up Matthew Wood.
That we were talking about. Canberra have come up with possession. Here's Meninga. Meninga storming ahead. Meninga gets to the 22 and still going. Now he's got Daly with him. Daly across field looking for a support now. He might need one. There's the support coming from Wood. Wood did the score. The Raiders are in. Is it the grand final?
But Penrith managed to strike back with an Alexander try that was missed by the broadcaster's cameras.
Football with the penalty has gone and what have we missed has been a try. Have we got that? Well, Meninga's kicked the football away.
In the end, though, it was all in vain. The Raiders sealing their second straight title with an 18-14 verdict.
The Raiders have it. It's all over. The grand final is over. The premiership has gone back to Canberra.
Okay, I like that Penrith jersey, by the way. That was closer to the Chocolate Soldiers. Sean Ormerod, your best bets, please. Surely this is the week. Well, I'm not going to say it anymore. We're never going to go 3 out of 3, all right? Never going to go 3 out of 3, Sean Ormerod.
Well, this week I've actually looked a little bit outside the square. Now, humble brag, we're playing with the bookies' money in my best bets with 5 games to go. So now we're going for the trip to Europe to really just... We're going to launch in the last few weeks. Usually you'll find me tipping in $1.90, even money thereabouts, sometimes slight odds against. But Angus Crichton jumped off the screen at me last night when I was doing these games. $4.60 at Broncos right edge. Adam Reynolds, Jordan Rickey, Katoni Staggs, Selwyn Cobbo. They couldn't tackle a hot supper, let alone Angus Crichton. He plays 80 minutes. I think there's going to be a few points in this game. He will see the line at some point, and I think he can just get over. $4.60 is my best bet.
Wow. Jeez. Well, at least it's first. It'll put us out of our misery.
It will. I'm
very excited, one way or the other. I'm going to go next because you're going to have the anchor bet.
Oh, yes.
Which I love. Oh, Titans. Can you believe that? Can you? And I'm calling it on TV. That's how little faith I have in Melbourne's defence at the moment. Titans, 16.5. But thank God... it's not the anchor bet, because can you imagine if we were sweating on the Tigers to carry us home? So, Joel Kane, bring us home.
Okay, look, we are... in what world does this not start double figures? And I think Sean agrees.
I agree.
This is a 12, 13, 14, 15, 16-point job. Cowboys minus 9.5.
We're going to get 20 to 1. Well, once he...
Well, currently $16.61.
Oh, that's 18 bucks.
So, just... yeah. You never know what'll happen to the price.
Okay.
You never know what'll happen.
What I'm saying is... we'll be in a position to crush. If we're 2 out of 3 here, we are in a position to have a little bit of insurance money on Canterbury. And imagine if Canterbury were 12.5 then, and then we could try and wedge the middle.
Oh, the know how I'll be crushing?
We haven't talked about here.
You know how I'll be crushing, boys? If this goes out past 12, I'm going to take the Cowboys 1-12 and crush.
No.
Canterbury can't beat. Canterbury cannot beat the Cowboys. There you go.
Why do you always?
Why do you always have to go
one step too far?
Now you've done it. Unbelievable. Because he's got to be the cleverest boy in the room. Yeah. All right, that's it. We're done. A little bit longer this week than last week. But please, as we always say, Joel Kane.
Yeah, take a sec before you bet. Set up a deposit limit, particularly if you're playing in that Tigers Knights game. And most importantly, gamble responsibly.
Here's the deposit limit set for the Tigers Knights. None. Yeah, yes. Do not bet on that game.
No, goodbye. Do not.